Welcome, welcome. We're ready to get started. So we have a few visitors. Welcome. And we're glad that you're with us to study a bit. So this morning, so the last few classes, we've been going through the cycles, right? The first cycle, the second cycle, the third cycle on the board is, of course, the first cycle. So to get us ready and warmed up, I guess I need a blanket, don't I? Because y'all are good at this now. All right. So, the 17 periods. Before the flood. Wonderful. All right. So one of the things that's going to be real helpful, and that's one of the purposes for this class, and that is to be real familiar with the land, the landscape, the maps. And Trent has already kind of gone with you over that with you a bit. We're going to be doing this a good bit more. So what I want to do this morning is lay sort of a real basic foundation for that, so that as soon as, you know, a place is called out, a city or something is called out, that in your mind you've got that map written out. So that's what our paper's for this morning. Does anybody need a pencil or pen? Everybody's got. I got paper. Need one. Ian, can you grab Miss Judy a pen if you have an extra one? I'd appreciate it. So, all right. Now, so what we're going to do is we're going to practice drawing these this morning. So, the better the artist, the better the score you're going to make on this. As you've seen, my handwriting is terrible, so I just whip it out as best I can. All right. There's a couple of kind of main maps that we end up looking at for the Bible, for the geography in the Bible, right? There's this zoomed out, you know, pretty wide picture of the area. Now, as you see all of this, you know, all the Mediterranean, and you just need to, you know, have in your mind, you know, what this is. And we're going to see if, yeah. All right. So the part that's really, that we focus in on the most of the Bible story, you know, just a lot of it is just, you know, this section right here, right? Whoop. I don't know if it's going to work. This section right here, it may not work. All right, well, we'll see how this goes. So I may need the pointer thing. That may not work either, though. All right, we'll see what we can roll with. So that's the main part of the promised land that God was giving them. Now, down in Egypt, is where we kind of go at from Exodus. You know, that's down, you know, here in this section, right? So, and as we get over into the New Testament, there's going to be a lot of going up, you know, from Judea up into Asia Minor, on over, and even over to Italy. You know, we'll see Paul taking boat rides, ship rides, and things. Thank you very much. All around. For this, what we want to do is have this in mind, and we want to be able to draw this in our minds. So to be able to draw it in our minds and see it in our minds, it's really helpful to draw it out on paper. All right. So as we focus in you know, this is kind of the area that we want to kind of focus in on. And I'm going to bring up another one that may be a little bit better for us. Yeah, here we go. So this section right here is what I want us to kind of practice on for a bit here this morning, all right? So, and this is what your blank paper is going to look like in about 5 minutes, all right? So I want you to kind of think about this and look at the landmarks here. And what this is this section here is the Mediterranean Sea, right? So that's all the body of water there, right? And down here is the infamous Nile River that has a lot of feeders that feed into the sea there. And we want to, as we broaden out here, you know, you see the Red Sea, right? All right. And as we go up here a bit, we'll see the Jordan River that feeds down into the Dead Sea. And here's the Sea of Galilee, or Chinnereth, up here at the top. And we see some of the feeders of it. And I remember Trent went over that. Now, a way to remember those, by the way, Trent had a memory thing for that too. What was that? I forget yours. Y-Jazz. Okay. Well, mine is sort of similar to that. It actually goes along with it. The yarmulke here actually, in most of the drawing, sort of looks like a Y if you tilt your head to the correct way. All right. A lot of times it's drawn out kind of looking like a Y. The second one here, if you turn the other way, it does look kind of like a J, right? So Yarmouth, Javik, and then the two at the bottom is A to Z. And it's Arnon and not Zebulun, but Zered. See? Now you'll never forget that, right? So, yeah, there's Y-Jazz, as Trent was pointing out. All right. Now, so all of that on a better-looking map, you know, is this right here, right? So here's the, and this has a lot of what we want to kind of remember when we think about the geography, right? And Trent and Scott will be getting more into the topography because, you know, having you know, been there and, you know, seen the terrain and such, Trent has a lot of insight into that. Just from a 2D kind of a look, which is what I'm most familiar with, you can kind of see these landmarks. So, just for one more time, as you're putting this out on your papers, what you want to start with is kind of that big body of water there, right? So you just kind of draw the coastline, right? So you just kind of swoop it down. And usually the next thing I draw, and notice kind of where this falls. So the Dead Sea, if you notice the tip of the Red Sea down here, it sort of is in almost line with, can y'all see that? Do I need to make it bigger? That's as big as it'll get. Let me make it, see if blue works better. All right, so here is, you know, kind of, if you notice, the bottom of the Dead Sea is about in line with the bottom of the Mediterranean there, right? Okay, so we take the Dead Sea and we draw that out, outline that. And the Jordan River comes up to the Sea of Galilee. And then we take it on up. All right? So there we've got the Jordan River, the Mediterranean drawn out. And so over here, just notice kind of where you want to put the Red Sea on your map. And you start out here with some of the gulfs here. All right. So we kind of outline that. And then we've got the Nile River and its tributaries flowing into the sea. All right. So with that, that gives you a pretty good picture of that, right? So let's clear it. And what does your maps look like? All right. And since I'm up here, hey, I know what my drawings look like, and they ain't good, so it doesn't matter to me. All right, so what's the first big thing you want to kind of look at and put on there? You want to look at the Mediterranean. So here he comes down, you know, and just swoops over. All right. Then we start with the Dead Sea. We kind of draw it somewhat here at the bottom of it. There you go. And we go on up, and we draw the Sea of Galilee, connected by the Jordan River, right? And come on down here a little bit, and we're going to draw the Red Sea and the Gulf, and, you know, that kind of comes in something like this, two fingers, right? And then we have the Nile River coming in, all right? So something like that, all right? So everybody hold up to your neighbor. No, I'm just kidding. all right. Now, I want to show you something else that, you know, will be really helpful for you. You don't have to. This is just helpful to keep it in your minds, right? We have all of this at behind a login at our website for all of these maps. And the ones that I'm showing you here, you know, this one along with all the others. And I just want to show you where that is for the membership here. These are copyrighted, so we keep them behind a login for our members. These can be purchased, you know, if you're visiting. Just let us know if you want that detail. But I want to show you, if I can, where that is actually on the website, because I know a lot of us maybe haven't gone out there to the website to actually see this. So if you just go to out to our website out at eastside-church.org, all right, this is the website that you're going to see, all right? Up here at the top, you can go to members. Let me point it out to you. Yeah. All right. So right here, if you'll click on the members login, and that'll ask for a username and a password. If you don't have that, just get with one of us, any one of us in the back. I think Tracy or Johnny maybe has that now. But just holler at one of us, and we'll get you, make sure you've got access to it for our members. So there's a lot of information here, but what I want to show you is you can go on down to the teachers section. And under the teachers section, there's actually several things for you. And this is for teachers. This is for all of us as we're all studying, and you want to have some of this for your own studies. But here, the Bible class, maps, right? That's what I'm going to look at here. There's a lot of other things here too, you know, in this list that you can search and browse around with. But we'll go into the Bible class maps. And here, what you'll have is you've got some of the maps for PowerPoints. You can print them. The blank ones that I'm showing here, that's all right here for you, right? And then as you scroll on down, you can see different cities that you want to kind of focus in on. A lot of these will be the same map, but you'll see some of them are going to be in color. Down here in the printable, I think most of those are in just black and white. And you can scroll on down, and here's the blank ones. For example, the one that we're looking at has been the Exodus, as well as the world maps. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out to you. And then if you want to have these in PowerPoints, they're available for you here as well. So make use of those, and those will be a good benefit for you. All right, now let's go back to our map, our colored map, and I'm going to take off some of this. What I want to point out is that now that you've got just the basic, you know, you can kind of hit the big geographic points that we need to kind of remember to be able to draw this in our mind. The next thing I want us to do is look at just a couple of places on here that are going to be, you know, notable and important to know where they are on your map as you think about them, right? So when we start, let me go back. I'll tell you what, let me go back to that big map if I can bring it up. All right. So when we start out the Bible history and where it all began, you recall that four rivers are mentioned in the creation in the Garden of Eden, and those two rivers meet, and at the only place that they meet at least as we know it, is right here, in this section. Let's see if this will work. Right, yeah, it's going to do that the whole time. But right here at this juncture, right? So that's the Tigris and Euphrates. So that's where the Bible story starts. Now, as we kind of back out, there's a thing that more modern we call the Fertile Crescent, which is everything kind of between it is all desert and all arid, and it's just not traversable. It's just not passable. Even in, you know, as nations battle against nations, they rarely, if ever, tried to take a straight shot across. But this area, you know, here is called the Fertile Crescent because it was livable, right? Everything in between in this area out here was just desert and arid and really, you know, not livable for sure, and so that was avoided for travel and such. But you know, all along this area was all inhabited, and there were trade routes and roads and such that went through all this area. So it's important to know kind of that area is what we're looking at. And in a sense, this area of Canaan right here, because that was, and Trent pointed out some of the roads and routes that went through here. The reason that's important is because everything out here, you couldn't, in order to get from over here, you know, in the western part in Egypt and even down into the Ethiopia and all the area down here, you had to go through this area to get, you know, east or to go, you know, up into the north, unless you were going by ship, you know, over land. That was the way you had to go. So this tiny section right here, man, it was wanted by every empire. It wanted to be controlled because it was crucial to moving materials, supplies, and logistics and things like that. So that was the land given to the Israelites, this very crucial, you know, kind of section. And, you know, when the children of Israel did not obey and rejected God in the end, when they rejected him, he said, okay, it's not yours anymore. And in fact, he said, there's never going to be peace there, right? And guess what we have even to today, 2,000 plus years later? Is there any peace in that area? No. So, but that's why, you know, that's why it's important to kind of know this area. So now, when we talk about the plains of Shinar, that's where after Noah, you know, landed, where did they kind of settle, right? Well, that was all in over here somewhere in that area, right? Okay. So we have that area as one of the first places being settled. And then we have Ur of Abraham. He pops up on the scene as part of the next part in history, and he's over in Ur of the Chaldees. So Ur of the Chaldees, it's over in this area, right? So he travels, and when God calls him, he travels from here. He goes up to Haran, and then he comes down and settles in Shechem and Haran. So this is exactly, you know, kind of the route that he ends up taking. He didn't know where he was going. He went by faith. God was taking him and had big plans for him and his descendants. All right, so that gets us over into the land. So let's swap back over to our colored map. So we get over here, and you know, remember we've got our. We'll zoom in so we can kind of see here. So from the Dead Sea here up to the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River. So remember when the people come in to the land. We let's skip over to Exodus. The period of the Exodus, when they leave out from Egypt, you know, they're in Ramesses. Some of these cities are recorded for us as places that they went to. Succoth, Etham, they come down through Mara, Elam. We have those stories. Some of these are pretty significant guesses on our part and archaeologists' parts and such of where some of these places are. There's some evidence for some being in some places, or evidence for being in some others. And I'll be honest with you, you know, here they come on down to Mount Sinai, you know, down here at this point. That's kind of the traditional place. There's some evidence, and maybe Trent will discuss this a little bit later. There's some evidence that actually Mount Sinai lives somewhere over here in Midian and Arabia area, right? If that's the case, maybe, I don't know. But it's not crucial, you know, that we know exactly where they are. But just having an idea, you know, of where they came and go, I think the big picture is what's most important. it's intriguing. It's really, really intriguing. And there's some really pretty good evidence to show that it is over further to the east. But regardless of that, a lot of our maps show it, you know, in this traditional way. But the thing I wanted to get to is here, they came out of Egypt, and they came up and wandered in the wilderness for some time. But before that, they went up here to Kadesh Barnea, right? That's where they came to, and that's where the history and the story and the events of the spies, right? And the spies said, hey, we can't do this. So that's how far, you know, kind of they got there before we enter into the period of wandering in the wilderness because they refused to go in. So they wander in the wilderness. And then after the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, what do? They're wandering around, you know, in the wilderness, camping and living for 40 years. So at whatever point, they come up on the east side, and during that story, just as a side note, they pass by Edom and they pass by Moab, and they don't mess with those two countries. In fact, God has told them not to, because they're actually in part of the story, the kinship to the Israelites, right? Edom came from the descendants of Esau, right? Jacob and Esau, twin brothers. Esau was his descendants were settled in Edom. And then Moab came from Lot, right? So that's Abraham's lineage and descendants that way. But anyway, they come up through here and they pass by those two nations, but they do defeat Sihon, the kingdom there, Ammon or Bashan up here. So they kind of take out, you know, everything on the east side of the Jordan when they go into the land. All right, let's see. Get rid of some of this.
Wasn't that part down there? They started into the land, Reuben, Gad, and Ephraim, and Manasseh.
That's right.
Conquer the land, but they wouldn't go in with them to live.
That's exactly right. Yep. So it does, and God gives them that. They ask Moses for that. He asks God, and God says, okay, you know, and that's, from what I understand originally, that wasn't going to be part of it, but they asked for that, and God gave that to them. So absolutely. So when they go into the land, the first city that they come into and they conquer is Jericho, right? Just to the west of the Jordan River. And so they go over there and they camp, and God gives them that city. There's no other way around that, right? I mean, God, he just said, walk around it. It falls, and they take the city. All of these cities that we're going to look at here in the land are recorded, you know, places in the scriptures. But I only want to, you know, just mention some of the main ones that we want to talk about. And two of the cities, of course, Jerusalem, that's your big one, and it's right here, right? So Bethlehem is not written on here, but it's just to the south of it, you know, in this area. But also Bethel is listed here, and Shiloh and Shechem, those are good. But I don't want to put too many on here as far as that goes. One of the things that we need to know, you know, in the Old Testament, and it's recorded a lot, or it's mentioned a lot, and that is the land from Dan to Beersheba. All right? So, and that Beersheba is right down here in the southern portion, you know, pretty close to a kind of a line, you know, here between the end of the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean. So it's kind of at the southern tip of the promised land, right? So Beersheba. Then at the top, Dan is mentioned, and it's not on here either. And I believe it's in this area here of maybe even, I'd have to look again, is it renamed? Is it Laish, actually? Maybe somebody can look that up to confirm it or not. But it's kind of at the top here of the land. So from Dan to Beersheba tends to draw kind of a loose boundary of the northern and the southern tips. And it's referred to from Dan to Beersheba, right? The other thing that'll be helpful when we get to some of the periods, and that is when the kingdom divides. So Rehoboam is king and ruler over Judea, the southern. And we'll just kind of put a divider line here. And it's sort of, we'll just put a loose border here. It's sort of in, you know, this area, you know, something like this, that divides the land, right? So the north there on the top, and the southern kingdom, Judea, on the bottom here. So we'll put Judah here and Israel here in the north. One of the things that Jeroboam did during that divided kingdom is that he saw he was about to start losing his constituents or his people, because they were going to go down to Jerusalem to worship, which is what God had told them and commanded them. So, but he set it up so that he would put up in the northern part in Dan, and in the southern part near Bethel, he would put up these high places and these places of worship. So it sort of gave his people, the northern kingdom, places that they could worship. And he totally made a wreck of that, departing completely from what God had told them. And that was part of the faster demise of the northern kingdom. So those are some things to keep in mind there. All right. All right. That is really kind of what I wanted to go over today, was just some real quick, easy maps. Kind of, you know, have this and just, you know, kind of draw it occasionally as you will, to keep that, just those large, you know, sections in your mind of where they are. And then as we go through the quarters and the classes, then you can draw in, you know, you'll know, you know, where to put Jerusalem, where to put Beersheba, where to put, you know, Dan is probably on up there further. You know, Jericho as they came across here. And we'll also on this map at a later time, we'll add in the tribes of Israel as they settled and divided up this land. So this land was divided up and sectioned off, you know, and that's not accurate at all, but it was sectioned off and each tribe got their portion of land, right? And that land, just as another kind of point, for that tribe became very, very important. And that land could not pass out of that tribe. You know, if someone married someone from another tribe and such, that land always had to stay back and go back and revert back if it ever, you know, kind of went somewhere else. It always had to revert back and go to that tribe so that that tribe never lost its given portion. Does that make sense? So, and along with that, as we're talking about the division of the tribes here, there was one tribe that didn't get land per se, but they got cities, and that was the tribe of Levi, because they were going to be the priests came out of Levi, so they did not get a portion of land. They received cities, and those cities, as we kind of look through them, and I don't have them off the top of my head, but what happened was they would get a city in each of the tribe's territories, and they were dotted, you know, around. So these were the cities that the Levites had, so that in all of these lands, all these tribal, you know, sections, there would always be a city of where the priests lived. So there was always, and the priests were those who read the law, who studied the law, who read the law, who knew God's word, and they could, you know, teach and, you know, remind and provide the spiritual leadership for all of those, for all of the tribes. And those were dotted around. But we'll be getting to that as in a later time. So that's our time. So next week we'll dig in more into the geography and such, and we'll leave the three cycle for the time being, and we'll head into the more of the history and geography book that you have there. So we'll dig back into that. Not Wednesday. Wednesday is singing, so it'll be Sunday. All right. Thank y'all.